Have I moved the dope? No, I've not moved that dope. I will move that dope. I'll move that dope and move that dope. Y'all don't need to worry about that dope getting moved. I'm also going to do yoga with 20 naked girls. These gentlemen here standing in the middle of the street seem to be up to no good. Man, wonder if it'll be like this the whole way home. Like 7 o'clock on a Friday, 3-day weekend, these streets are empty. There's like no traffic. Did I ever play Electro Cop for the Lynx? I did. I didn't play a lot of it, but I do have it. I never thought much of it. Electrocop. Yeah. I was more of a Zarlor mercenary man myself. Nah. I liked the Lynx. I enjoyed the Lynx. Sky Shark. Okay. Yep. Sky Shark's totally different from 1942, 1943. How could you even... What are you doing? I don't remember much about Sky Shark. I have a Lynx 1 and a Lynx 2. The Lynx 2 is it's nice, like compact compared to the original. Yeah, there's some cool games. You know, like Chip's Challenge was great on that system. And Crystal Mines 2. There was a pinball collection that had one of those Elvira machines on it. Collection, I think it was two tables. Like the police table and the Elvira table. What else? Toki, which I thought was kind of crappy. Toki was everywhere. Toki, Going Ape Spit. Was sort of a shitty game, no matter where it ended up. Some people, I think it was one of those games that, like, did well on the Amiga. It was one of those games that, like, people in Europe didn't know any better. And they're like, it's Toki, mate. It's a very wonderful game. Very influential. It's like, no, it's just, like, a shitty ripoff fucking side-scroll platformer. Toki spits out of his mouth to kill stuff. It's not that great. It's not that great. California Games is great on the Lynx. Gauntlet was really weird on the Lynx. It had like all these weird other character classes. It was just a fucking crazy game. I think they technically referred to it as like Gauntlet 3 in development. And then I think by the time it came out, they just called it Gauntlet. I forget. Maybe it had a subtitle. Rygar was all right on the Lynx. It was like a port of the arcade version, not like the NES, which was, you know, all adventured up. these cars are all fucked up. The bumper is hanging off that car. Smashed up your BMW, Holmes. Bikes, cross the bike lane. Oh no, I'm not gonna make it. Oh no, but I have to make it. This has to. Alright. Here we go. Why did you do that? Oh, you're terrible. That car waited until the light was red to go. That's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do. ...160 micro-apartments in this building that is opening next summer. That sounds appealing. Micro-apartments. Here at The Panoramic. Some sort of multi-story building going up here at Mission and 9th. Which is not really a place where you would want to live. If you could help it. I would think. I don't know. Studios and suites, it says. Fuck that, man. I bet they'll be... Oh, it'll be so expensive, too. Brand new building. Tiny-ass apartments. But you'll be within walking distance of the Quaker Meeting House right here. The American Friends Service Committee. San Francisco Friends Meeting. I don't know if I like the way you guys are using the word friends. It just seems a little creepy there. Meanwhile, here's another building. I guess this is Place's Apartments too, huh? Brand new apartments and studios. One and two bath. Well, no, sorry. One and two bedrooms. BR. Bedroom. I'm a low-level tech worker. Come to my micro apartment. I've got a bed, and that's about it, because it's a micro apartment. Want to come sit on the edge of my bed and watch Netflix on my iPad and eat some microwave burritos? Kid Cudi show is sold out. No more tickets available. This person in this Prius has a sticker on the back of said Prius that merely says Coachella. And my response is, of course you do. honking at a double parked car makes no sense to me. Because, like, clearly the fucking person doing it knows that what they're doing. They know they're being an asshole about it. Like, you getting behind them and honking, it's not like they're like, oh, fuck, is this, am I blocking this lane for you? Hang on, I'll move. I'm sorry, oh, jeez. You fucking piece of shit. Weaving your fucking Altima all around, honking your fucking horn. Oh. Yes, and now you're double parking in front of the strip club. Fuck you. Scum. Fucking scum. Anyway. U-Haul style truck alongside me here, a little bit behind. I can see in my side mirror that is covered in so much graffiti. Striking. It's actually kind of cool. I'm sure if you own the truck and had that done to it, you might be sort of bummed out, but maybe not. Disheveled. Looks like he just woke up. He's like, what? You want me to go stand outside or I just pull on this sweatshirt? I'll be down. Oh, God. Oh, I am so hungover right now. Let's talk about construction. Okay. This Prius here has two matching stickers in the window here that say Run CK7, like Run DMC. I don't know what that means. Is that the new Crusader Kings? Oh, and see, it's a hybrid, and then the license plate says Saving You. Like, it's spelled all weird, but it's like, oh, you're saving me? Thanks. If I knew I was going to have to turn to you to save the environment, I would have just, like, said, fuck it. Like, let's just fucking torch it all now. Burn it all down. Give me a fucking flamethrower. I'll go melt the ice myself. Just so long as I get to watch you die. Saving you. Fuck off. Probably watering your lawn right now. You probably turn lights on when you get home. Traffic through here is a little backed up. I wonder. Maybe my theory about traffic being super light tonight will be wrong. Oh, that'd be bad. I don't know if I could take it. Just pull over, get a hotel room somewhere. Just get a motel room somewhere. I'm just gonna sleep here tonight and watch network TV, and it just smells funny. And I just. The light on for me. Eat a can of pork and beans directly out of the can here in this motel room. It just I spent the whole 3-day weekend in here. White bus coming into my lane. Please don't kill me. Not today. Thank you, Google Bus, or whatever fucking creepy private bus that was. Stop thinking about that Kidz Bop version of Party Rock Anthem we were listening to the other night. That's how my evening's going. Good day, otherwise, get some stuff done. It's good, it's good. Got some important shit went down today. It's good. Kidz Bop. I'm just going to have to turn on Kidz Bop, aren't I? That's how this is going to go. It's the only way out of this nightmare is to just go deeper and deeper into it. I don't remember the exact quote. It was like, was you find yourself in hell, then keep going. Is that Roosevelt? I'm butchering that quote all the way. I've got to put these sunglasses on. Okay, here we go. There, all right. Oh, okay. All right, let's let's embrace the darkness.
Travel each bend in the road.
Alone, she even recalls her love for Guglielmo.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Symphony number 61 here is all right, but it's no Mambo number 5. Here we go, Kidz Bop. No idea what this song is. I want to hear the Kidz Bop version of Move That Dope. Song with barely any lyrics really need to be covered in the first place? It's like, do you think there'll be like horrible horror stories from people 10 years down the line where they're just like, yeah, I was a Kidz Bop kid and we were beaten into submission and forced to sing pop hits? Like, they wouldn't feed us. Of party people were boring.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party kid, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break a sweat on the floor. Yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your hands up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor.
All right, I think I heard enough Kidz Bop. I think I broke the spell. Wait, Lisa Loeb has a kids show?
I like to eat, I like to eat, I like to eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, I like to eat, I like to eat, eat apples and bananas.
Me too, Lisa Loeb. Let's hang out, Lisa Loeb. What are you doing, Lisa Loeb?
Apples and bananas. Apples and bananas. Beninis makes me smile. Beninis makes me. Binoculars makes me like stand straight like a candlestick. I don't know why.
What? Me too. You know what
All
I'm
right,
saying?
Guys. Will you guys do a song with us about monsters?
Oh,
My friend over there was saying he had bad dreams, and he needs to...
There's no one over there.
That's good, and that's a good thing to know for there. Sleepaway camp. Can I tell you a secret,
Ben? Freaky fucking drug nightmare. Monsters.
No, but if there were, this would be a good song to sing to scare them away.
This is a good way to scare bad dreams away.
Do you want to hear? Can you wave your arms in the air?
No, I cannot.
Everybody?
Nope, sorry.
Everybody's waving their arms in the air. It doesn't make a sound, but it scares. It looks pretty scary. Waving your arms in the air.
What about stomping your feet?
Stomping your feet. Can you stomp your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's raining.
And here's the really scary part. Can you make the most horrible, scary, crazy roar?
Here's the scary part. I was married to Dweezil Zappa.
That was pretty good.
Good.
Okay, you guys are ready for this song, because during this song, you're going to help me do that, all right?
Okay.
It goes like this.
We're on it.
Alone in my room on a moonlit night, I heard a scary noise from the woods outside. I heard a stomp, 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 and a giant growl.
No, you fucking fuck! You suck!
I saw
you fucked it up! I said stop, 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 and then you're supposed to fucking stop!
Quietly, I tipped her
to the
woods,
fucking amateur.
Behind a tree, there was a bunch of monsters dancing on the forest floor, waving at the moonlight, making horrible roars. First they stomped the ground, stomp your feet, waved their arms around, let out a great big growl. They were doing the monster stomp.
What?
So I left the safety of my hiding tree, marched straight into the middle of that monster soiree. I said, do you mind? Can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep and you're really, really loud. So they all got quiet and they hung their giant heads and they said, we're really sorry that we got you out of bed. But now that you're here, is there any chance that you'd like to learn how we monsters dance? First we stomp the ground.
No, I know.
Wave our arms around.
Yep.
Let out a great big growl.
Kids' music is really scary.
The monster stomp.
Yeah. Like all around, like top to bottom, it's just like
So we danced till the night got very late.
What about Kids Bop?
I don't think you're right for him.
Stomp, 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 and wave and roar, and chase the monsters away. So now anytime I hear a scary noise outside, I don't have to run away and hide. It doesn't bother me a bit, I just do the dance that
take
the monsters
a shit.
Did. First I stomp the ground, wave my arms around, let out a great big growl. I'm doing the monster stomp. Chasing the monsters off. Let me hear you stomp your feet. And wave those arms around. And growl, ready? That's awesome.
My friend over there is looking skeptical. I don't know. I don't know if he thinks it's going
to
work.
You don't know if it's going to work? Well, you can try it out if you ever really need to.
He's like, I don't know.
You weren't sure, were you? That's okay. Well, you know what I have to say about that? Let's sing another food song.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle and I, when we were sitting there with Dan and we were talking about summer camp, some of our favorite songs are food songs. And one of our most favorite songs from summer camp was an inanimate food object song. And then it was a song about a food object, about a meatball.
Yeah.
Do you know this song called On Top of Spaghetti that's about a meatball?
Yeah.
And the adventures of this meatball. Should we sing it for you so I can remind you? It goes,
I don't think I can handle much more of this.
Oh, wait, that I just did. It goes, on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese.
My friend knows that one.
I'm getting hungry. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
It's kind of gross to think about it.
It rolled off the table and under the floor.
Who the fuck sneezes into your food?
And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled in the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. So if you eat spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball and don't ever sneeze.
You said don't sneeze.
Thank you for singing along with that one. That's a classic. And we said, you know what, we have to...
There's the, this one's called Straight Outta Compton.
Well, no score. Bow Hill.
Redding, California.
National finals.
Wrangler championship. This is like rodeo. This is some rodeo talk.
Really good athlete. Baseball player and a basketball player both. Could have gone to college and participated in one or the other of those sports.
Instead, fuck that shit. Got into the rodeo.
Almost a decade later, he's got a chance to go back. Starts the night 11th in the world standings. Wayne Brooks is telling the audience this guy is 6'3". That's big for a bull rider. He's coming out of shoot number 8.
Shoot number 8? Oh, man, he's screwed.
Telling the in-house audience the same thing I was telling you. He's an all-state high school basketball player. He's been a Montana circuit champion 6 times.
Okay, that's enough.
Wide, recall nearly 2 million pounds in grand.
Correct that for 28-19. You know, now Tiger's hurt is hurt, but still.
Series 108, excellent one.
Eric Jensen, I stay space.
Garage sales.
Someone defecating your mouth and your breath is
And I said, hey, what's up with the Norteños? We don't tolerate your L.A. bullshit up here. It's a really bad gang, right? And they said, we're going to stab you, and we're going to twist it, all right? And I don't think they said it so politely either. I don't think they walked up and said, hi, I'm Hector, chairman of the Norteño chapter here in Stockton, California. And we all a two-thirds majority vote. We decided we're going to stab you and twist it. No, guys with tattoos on their eyeballs came around to fucking kill them, and it was real.
No, that's why she's been going through a lot of shit since then. That white kids all over the country started growing up and listening to hip-hop and calling each other nigga. That's because...
your animals, and if you have any interest in helping the critters out there, there is an organization that I just love because they're a mom and pops organization, and everything is done through foster homes. These animals are not kenneled. They give them the best that they possibly can, but of course money's always limited. So if you would like to donate, it is a tax write-off, and the website is www.almosthomear.org. That's www.almosthomea, as in apple, r as in Roger, .org. Alright, thank you for listening to my obnoxious little animal plea that I give every week. Hey Dave, you're on with Julia Ann. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm very, very good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what's up?
I heard you were laughing. Not much. I heard you were asking for people from Washington, D.C., and I live just outside of D.C., so what's going on?
Oh, you know what happened? Somebody called in from Washington, D.C., and they didn't say anything, so I was like, yo, Washington, D.C., if you've got something to say, I need you to put it together before you call. But I thank you for listening and paying attention and calling in. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Adios, love.
Bye, honey.
Boy.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. There's just too much information going on right now for me. Hey, Soda Pop, what are you doing for this weekend?
Well, let's see. What my wife has planned is we've been into this new genre of movies we've been watching from Devil's Film.
Oh.
It's cream pie for the straight guy.
Really? Do you know, and I had worked for Devil's Films, but I don't think I did Cream Pie for the Straight Guy.
And she was wanting to try that out this weekend, over the holiday weekend, and I'm not sure that I'm a willing recipient of that. Do you have any tips?
Well, you know what? I've not watched Cream Pie for the Straight Guy, so why don't you tell me what exactly we're talking about right now?
Oh, jeez.
Well, what we're talking about is when the guy comes, he buries it in her pussy.
Go on.
And then he pulls out, and she comes up and to his face and squirts the cum back out of her pussy into his mouth.
Isn't that called, like, snowballing or something? Wait a minute. I need to defer to my other... My sexpert, Debbie Diamond, talk to me. Explain that for just a second. Say it one more time, Soda Pop.
What are you trying to make me horny?
What it is the guy will come in the girl,
yes,
and then she comes up and squirts the cum out of her pussy back into his mouth.
Is that snowballing?
It's a cream pie snowball.
It's a cream pie snowball?
Yeah. Right, because you're cream pieing, you're letting it back out.
Right.
And then it kind of turns into a snowball. And God, I knew you'd make me horny.
I'm sorry.
I want cum now. Cum.
Okay.
But not Paul. Today, are getting their share of the limelight.
DJ Premier.
We'll be bringing you a genuine sample of
Premier's down
on the black side. Two brothers.
Listen, let me talk. I wanna thank my influences for why I prevail. Other pains of
people listen to that and call in. People are like, there are people listening to that and like calling in and like listening to it and calling in to have that conversation.
The essence of the earth, the presence of the words. Yeah, you got a chest, but I'm treasuring your curves. You walk past, I'ma look behind you. Look you up and down and find you. Can see I was designed to give you power and refine you. You fucking with me, we can grind you. Together the better black America.
Station. You're looking for sexual healing. They're prescribing it out over there.
We got something new. We got something new. We got something new. We got something. We got something new. We got something new. We got something new. We got something new.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now, this one right here, I've been waiting to drop. This is actually 2 years old right here. So it's actually newer than most NYG's records, right, Pants? But, Shout to my man 38 Special. Shout to Green Lantern and Domingo for hooking me up with him years ago. Actually, almost 3 years ago now. But that's my man right there. He'd be holding it down and just coming with his thing. He's got a new mixtape dropping called the Son of G-Rap. And what it is he's about to... Only this mic is on. But what he's doing is he's dropping this joint that we did like five joints. But he said, you know, I'll get back to you whenever I'm going to finish my album. But he said he wants to do a video to this. And the reason why he called the Son of G-Rap, because he's such a big fan of G-Rap. And he went through a similar situation of being in the streets and all that stuff, from even just relating to stuff that G-Rap said in a lot of records back in the 80s. So long story short, we did a record, and he said, man, I really want to get G-Rap on it. I was able to contact G-Rap and hook them up. And we did this record called The Meeting, Problems of Peace. And it's just some straight hardcore shit. And he asked me, you know, yo, can you start warming it up? Because I'm about to shoot the video and get it cracking. So, hey, he took care of B.I. And we're going to blast it off right here. And it's called The Meeting, Problems or Peace. And it's 38 Special and produced by yours truly. And it's about to go right now. This shit's hardcore raw. So get ready for it. Hip Hop Nation is the station. Call us up 877-60-HIP-HOP or 877-604-4746. We are here. Me, Pinch, and motherfucking Millie D and motherfucking Creepy Clown and all that there and all that there. Let's get it. Hip Hop Nation is the station.
Millie D and Creepy Clown are up in the building. Damn.
What's your name? The man said, my name is
38.
The man said, that's right. That's right.
Where you from?
Nigga,
New York.
Don't be running around here walking up like you the shit little nigga.
It's your boy 38 Special, and I'm with DJ Premier. We live from headquarters, huh?
Look here, mister, what's your name? The man said, my name is
38.
The man said, that's right. Where you from?
New York.
Don't be running around here walking up like you the shit little nigga.
I thought that was special.
Satellite radio. I conceptually, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, a little something for everybody. You want to hear radio dramas? You want to hear fairly obscure hip hop? You want to hear creepy porno talk?
Mark the elbows, Bernays, blonde tracks on the arms like a start a railroad. Killers move in silence, so I move in the stealth mode. To shell your whole fucking body like a snail glows. The chain truck, nigga, get stuck like it's Velcro. Bullet shells on the road where I'm from, it's a hellhole. I weigh it out like the scale with the pale glow.
Hello, nigga, be with me. Can't smoke silence.
Hello,
hip hop nation.
I've been depressed since mama gave birth. Days that I ain't sleep, so I became worse. I put a nigga inside the grave first. His wedding and his wake was inside the same church. He got married and buried by the same pastor. Funeral, the cemetery the day after. Since a youth, I was taught how to act.
Food bell to prevail on wordplay. First day, boy, I bust off 3Ks on Martin Luther King's birthday. Wordplay college for $20. If I got it, smoke here and quiet my knowledge. A little psychotic, I know. Rape me, I'm Michael Jordan in the final form.
I don't remember what channel the radio dramas are on.
California. We begin with the...
If I wanna smile, then I'm out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah.
Dear, close your eyes and we'll always be near.
I would put it near the symphony stuff. But it's not there.
If Miami wins game three,
that's sports.
Strange individual to have any dealings with a man of Professor Kramer's caliber.
What do you mean?
Martin is a man who made a great deal of money during Prohibition days. And a great number of enemies. Police suspect him of at least half a dozen murders, but there's never been any tangible evidence against him. So many of his bootlegger friends were gunning after him shortly before Prohibition ended. He left the country. Turned just a short while ago and has been living in seclusion. Why, he should have been furnishing money to the professors. The letter indicated is something the Shadow wants to know.
And Martin lives out here?
Right. This farm right ahead. Well, look at that fence.
A barbed wire fence all around the place.
It's barbed with a gate. Come on. Sit through these strands of wire. Sort of surprise our host, Mr. Martin.
You'll tear my dress.
No, I'll hold the wires apart and sit through him.
Oh, Lamont! What?
Hello! Oh, no, come here! Why the charge?
Lamont, Betty, your hands have to get loose.
No, the high voltage has paralyzed my muscles.
Are they farting?
Get a stick and try to put it in.
What are you doing? There's someone coming.
Martin, come see me.
Hey, where are you?
Get away, Martin. You've got to get away.
Oh, I'll get you.
No, no, get hurt. Don't touch me.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
You took the whole force of the voltage through your own body in order to pull me loose. Margo, you're the
stay where you are, woman. Stay where you are and shoot.
I'm not running away.
Don't you pull off the wire.
Wire?
Don't stall. I saw you pull somebody loose. Where is he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't give me that. Something short-circuited the wire. I got the alarm at the house and I ran out just in time to see you pull someone off. Now, who was it? Where is he?
See, I'm quite alone.
Oh, so you're sure about that, are you, sister? Okay. That's swell. If there's no one with you, you can come along with me.
Come along where?
In the house. I need a sort of a guinea pig.
A guinea pig?
Yeah, a human one. Or an experiment.
Oh, no!
Works okay, don't it?
What is it?
Not scared much, are you?
Why should I be frightened?
You're a funny one, all right. You're alone, there's no question about that. I found your car where you parked, nobody else in it. I don't know, sure can't figure it out. I thought I saw a man on the wire.
Tell me why I should be frightened.
Now, why not, sister? I don't look like a Boy Scout now, do I? And this room full of electrical stuff, it don't look like a soda fountain now, does it?
Still see no reason to be frightened.
No? Well, something tells me that before you're 10 minutes older... Yeah, you know what you're going to be doing?
What?
You're going to be screaming your head off. Because you're going to be more scared than any dame's been scared in all our life.
Sexy, I don't know.
You always talking riddles.
Come on. Take a look at this box. Come on, take a look, I tell you.
Look at the box.
What's in it?
Interested, ain't you? Take a look.
Why, it's empty.
Yeah, but not for long. You see, you're gonna be in it.
I?
Yeah. You remember what I said? A guinea pig? Yeah, a pretty one, too.
What are you talking about? Why should I get in that box?
Kind of stalling, ain't you? Hey, who are you expecting? The Marines? The boyfriend on a white horse?
You've got to tell me what this is all about.
Sure, I'll tell you why not. It's your one-way ticket to hell.
Oh,
the same ticket I'm going to issue to a lot of my pals.
You mean kill me and And are they?
Yeah. The old professor figured out a sure way to get rid of the rats you don't like. In a way no cop living or dead could figure out. You put them in a box, you pull a switch, and finish. No body, no nothing. Neat, eh?
Too neat, Joe Martin.
Hey, who's talking?
A voice that should have talked to you a long time ago.
Come on, out wherever you are. Come on, out now that you have it.
How can you send a bullet through something you can't see, Joe Martin?
A voice. Watch right close to me. Hey, who are you?
Call me the Shadow.
The Shadow?
From your face, I see you've heard the name.
I heard it, yeah, sure. The voice that comes out of nowhere. But it can't be. Voices don't talk out of air. It's a trick.
I will, man, not to see me.
You, woman. That's why you aren't afraid. Expecting him, eh?
And now he's here.
But he won't get me. Get in there.
Margo! Are you rat throwing in there?
No. I've got my hand on the electric switch. The minute you touch me or try to let her out of the box, I'll throw the switch and she'll be dead. And neither you or the devil will be able to get her back.
Margo, it's all right, Margo.
Yeah. It's all right as long as you don't touch me or touch that box. So you're the great Shadow that's got all the smart boys worried, eh? Well, what are you gonna do about this?
Don't pull that switch!
Now, why shouldn't I? I paid that old boy Kramer plenty for this chance.
You murdered him!
Oh, you know about that too, do you? Well, maybe that makes me all the more anxious to throw that switch and get rid of your dame.
What do you want?
Oh, you're ready to make a deal, are you? Well, that's smart.
What do you want?
First, I want what no one else has ever been able to ask.
What's that? Speak up.
I want to see you.
See me?
Yeah, see you. See you in flesh and blood. Nobody's kidding me. You're not just a voice coming out of air. You've got a head and a body and legs and arms. And I want to see them.
No one has ever seen me.
Oh, Lamont, eh? Well, fella, you heard what she was yelling. No air. Are you gonna let me see who you are? So maybe I can send a slug through you? Oh, not talking, eh? Don't like the idea of me getting the best of you, eh? All right, fella. I'm giving you the count of three to make up your mind. At three, I throw the switch and say, help me, there won't be enough left of that dame to put in a matchbox. One. Two. Do I get to see your shadow? Okay, then here she goes. Three.
Come on.
It's all right,
Margaret. It's all right.
Lamont,
are you all right?
Let me help you out of here. There.
Oh, that horrible sound. I thought...
No, I'm all right.
But Martin, where...
Look on the floor below the switchboard.
Oh.
Not a pretty sight, is it?
Oh, his face.
The electricity burned him as crisply as if he had sat in the electric chair. Oh, look at me, Marty.
But how did it happen?
He was looking around trying to see me. His hand reached out for the switch. Instead of touching the insulated handle, his fingers closed on the metal.
Oh, but Lamont, why did you let him... Why did you let him put me?
Well, finish your sentence. You mean, why did I let him throw the switch? Well, because it wouldn't have hurt you anywhere.
Why not?
While he was busy threatening me, I disconnected the wires leading to the cathode tube.
Oh.
Risking your life would have been too high a price, Margot. Even to catch a rat of Martin's sort.
The rat caught himself in his own trap.
Yes, his own trap. The penalty for murder in this state is to die by electricity. Well, we can close the books on Joe Martin. The law has taken its course.
Yay! That guy burned himself up! Yay!
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime. The shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Professor X from September 18th, 1938. Orson Welles was joined in that one by Margot Stevenson as Margot Lane. Quite a little creepy invention there. Well, fans of that series can get their own collections of The Shadow over at RadioSpirits.com. Once there, you can just search the word shadow. You'll see quite a few choices, not only featuring episodes with Welles, but also with Bill Johnstone and Brent Morrison. I'm Greg Bell, up next on Radio Classics Sirius XM 82. We'll head to the Wild West. It's Hop Along Cassidy and later Gunsmoke. We'll be right back.
Billy Joel's historic 1987 concert tour of the former Soviet Union is now a deluxe DVD, CD, and box set.
Tired. I'm gonna go out tonight for a little bit. Not too late. Oh, you suck. Blocking my way. There we go. Guys standing there looking at their motorcycles. Look at our motorcycles. They're very nice. Your motorcycle's nice too, but mine is also nice. Yes, I agree. We both have nice motorcycles. Sunglasses. Okay. I'll see you guys later. Have a good weekend. If it's 3 days or 2 days or I don't know where you are. I'll be back Tuesday, I guess, huh? See ya.